brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
In the last 15 years since I learned about it, since the late 1990s, I've warned women that if they drink out of BPA when they're pregnant, it massively increases miscarriages, and that's one of the reasons they designed the plastics out of thousands of different types, made sure this was deployed worldwide. It also gives men cancer, women cancer, and also makes all mammals become sexually confused in their endocrine systems and makes male animals become attracted to the scent of other males. And the Pentagon also developed this, it's known as the gay bomb. Their answer to me, just telling you what they're doing to everybody, was to have everybody from Rachel Maddow to the Young Turds come out and say I'm a liar and a homophobe when I'm not even on my radar screen. Here it is, Fox News, BPA could cause miscarriage. There's no doubt about it. They knew they did it on purpose. So there I am. I'm racist. I don't want women to have miscarriages. You know, and people get, their wives get pregnant around here. I just tell them, I get people's business. I see pregnant women at the store and I see them with BPA bottles. I go, listen. Because I've learned this is the most effective. I go, listen, I do a lot of unhealthy stuff. Don't want to get in your business. I got three kids. And they go, oh, really? So I used to just warn them, hey, that's got BPA. It'll poison you. You'll have a miscarriage. I do this all the time. My kids now actually like it. Used to, they hated it when I do it. I don't do a lot of the shopping, though. I'm not saying I'm a hero. This is what you're supposed to do. And I go, yeah, I got three kids. I'm like, oh, really? I go, yeah, listen. That BPA, you better check that plastic. Really linked to miscarriages, breast cancer, a lot of other stuff. She goes, and now they'll go, oh, I've heard of that. I do that 10 years ago. Nobody had heard of that. Not saying I did this, but we're all part of it. And they actually listen to you. And now it's really easy. They go, oh, you're right. Is it the wrong kind? And it's like, hey, buddy, hurry up. What's the problem? And the person behind the counter will be like, all angry. But a lot of times now they're not angry. They're like, yeah, he's right. He's right. We've got a BPA-free section. So, I mean, I'm just a normal guy. Hey, that's a chemical weapon by the enemy. I'm just, you know, wow, that's weird that I care about some woman. You know, we have a crew member here at the office who had a little baby girl massively prematurge, and she's just gone through living hell, but she's made it. She's really cute. I've seen photos of her and the spirit in her eyes, and everything that family's gone through, it's just hellish with the feeding tube and everything else. Now, I guess it's been about 5-6 months since the baby was born. And I'm not like the globalists, you see. I actually do ask every day, how's your daughter? I actually do empathize with having to go through that. I actually think about things like that a lot. And see, evil people my whole life have used the fact that I'm a real person and I'm loving. They've used my good side against me. But see, I've learned now to become a man where I'm also mean and aggressive to bad people. And now I don't just trust people right off the bat. So I'm loving and I have empathy for people. But for the empathy I have, I'm much meaner than even the most evil people who try to be mean. And that's what I'm saying to good people out there. It's time for you to understand that just because you're a sweet, loving, nice person, you can't just be sweet and loving and have empathy and the world's going to be okay and let the globalists use your empathy to sign on to their fraudulent programs. The devil's chariot is pulled by so many well-meaning people that just buy into the lie. Oh, well, he says he wants to give old ladies free houses and take care of poor people. And give me free health care, and I want to buy into that because I want to believe that. And I think we should take middle classes people money and take care of poor folks. And to them, it's a moral high ground. They just want to say they're moral and then feel like they're better than you. And then that's the end of it. But every time now, I see a pregnant woman, I tell her don't take vaccines. Sometimes their husband acts like they want to physically attack me. I just look at them with love, and I'll say, listen, I got three kids. I don't mean to get in your business. We're not supposed to talk to each other. People used to talk to each other. This is normal human activity. Usually they thank me. Usually they're nice. Sometimes they get mad and then go, all right, actually, you're right. Thanks a lot, buddy. But their first instinct is, another man's talking to me? Get away from me. I get my news from the television. It loves me. My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere. From all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents, radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, you know, government defaults already happened twice in this country before. The reason it's all a fraud is that earlier this year, as you know, they had a debt limit. They couldn't get it passed. And so they just did accounting manipulations for more than 2 months to say that the U.S. debt was not going up. Remember that? I mean, everybody forgets that. So why were they making it a big deal this time? So that they can get Obamacare through finally, so that they can make everybody think that our lives depend on the federal government. And now the head of the Park Service, we're going to play a clip here in a few minutes, has come out and admitted that he was indeed in contact with the White House. No kidding. But that he made the decision. How many of these agency heads have we caught over and over and over again? How many of them have we caught with their back channel emails, like the IRS head and others who said she wasn't ordered by the White House to persecute people? And of course she was. And why hasn't she been indicted for perjury, not just for persecuting people? They're getting away with classical hardcore tyranny. On a scale of 1 to 10, it's about a 7. I mean, people like Hitler and Lenin and Stalin are 10s, folks. A 7's a big deal. I mean, this is a big, big thing they're getting away with here. And so now they say that they have come to a debt increase and government agreement about 30 minutes ago. Here's the headline out of the Washington Times. Senate leaders announce agreement to end shutdown, raise debt. Top senator struck a deal today to reopen the government and extend the federal government's borrowing authority until next year, February 7th. The federal government itself will be funded through January 15th, so 3 months. Now, again, ladies and gentlemen, separately, they're using all of this as a drill as they deliver the armored vehicles, as they train the riot police with the local police, that's in the news, as they prepare to limit cash withdrawals and to shut off welfare. They're wargaming into the future because they know you go 16, 17, 18, 20, 25 trillion, it's already untenable. It's already more at that point than the GDP each year. It already is. Gross domestic product. And so they've completed our journey into enslavement. Now they just have to do the conversion, make sure the puppet government says that all that debt's ours when we're signed on to the $644 trillion that they claim is the U.S. share of global derivatives overhang of 1.5 trillion. 1.5 quadril, which is 1,500 trill. That number's 4 years old. The numbers have not been re-released since then, but mainstream media says 1.5 quadril. USA Today, 644 trill, the debt of the U.S. Not our debt. Foreign banks made these derivatives, didn't even spend them, didn't even really use them, made money off the trading of them, off trade fees, have infected all the major pension funds, public and private, and are holding everyone hostage. They've already triaged. It's already sitting there, but they go, you're going to pay for it because they need that control over us. And they use the financial ignorance of the public to sell this. So, again, as I said earlier in the first hour before this even happened, regardless, this is a big drill getting us ready for the collapse middle of next year, max 2 years from now. All of our financial experts concur. Which now coming down, and you notice they're gearing up everywhere. Let me give you this new constellation of articles that ties into this as data points for you, then I'll get into other news. Ahead of a big special report, we saw this, we noticed this yesterday, and I talked about it and showed it on TV for radio listeners. They can go to the archive of PrisonPlanet.tv and see it. Because most of our listeners, most people that listen or watch the show are just radio listeners, probably 95%, over 90%. The rest watch us on PrisonPlanet.tv and Infowars.com/show. But Rachel Maddow told a whole bunch of lies. She said that the veterans came on Sunday and threw barricades at police. She said they attacked the police first. She said that the police weren't paid. We went and looked it up. Those police are paid. They're all paid. All the police on duty are paid. There's some administrative in D.C. For the district, but then also the federal police, the White House police, the Capitol police, they're all there, all essential, 80-plus percent. And that's been on the news. Rachel Maddow lied and said that they were not being paid while they were being attacked. And then she kept cutting to the same video we showed last Sunday on a live feed and then clipped out and kept showing of the veterans being charged by riot police who then hit them with billy clubs, shoving them back. And then the veterans push back the young police. Guy looks like he's 75 and just, you know, throws this one cop back, and the cops are shaking in fear. That's just ridiculous because they only hire trendies now. These people, all they think about is protecting themselves and socialism and, you know, the great utopia. They're not warriors, folks. Police all day now only worry about their safety, which you should worry about your safety, but that's secondary. You should not have that job if you're shaking in your boots in fear. You shouldn't be a soldier. You shouldn't be a cop. It's ridiculous. But again, that's the nanny state. Get them in that mindset. Now they're not protectors except for their own butts. But the point is, so instead we have all these videos of them bullying women and people in wheelchairs. They would go around younger troops or guys that looked like, you know, they had a little bit of sauce in them, had a can of whoop butt in their pocket, and they would literally go and then attack wheelchair people. And shove them and hit them, and because that's what they do. They are just a pack of scum. And they always have special units now in every big city department that are the trendy police who kind of just waddle around. And who was the sports guy that talks real effeminate? Not Bob Costas. No, the sports guy. He would like jump around and do jazzercise and all that early stuff. Richard Simmons. It's basically Richard Simmons in combat gear.
And then going, I'm giving you a ticket for walking on the sidewalk on the edge of federal property at the National Mall. Oh, you're foreign students coming to see the Great Lakes? We're going to arrest you. Oh, you're coming to see the West Coast by Seattle? You didn't know this was federal property? I'm writing you all $125 tickets. Now let's get ready to do some exercises. I mean, it is amazing to see the rule of the parasite, the rule of the coward, the rule of the trendy. I just showed a clip of Richard Simmons. No offense to him, nothing against how he talks, but he's not out there trying to be a commando. I mean, that's really the difference here. It's just the affront of them coming over, and then Rachel Maddow, this is coming up at the bottom of the hour, Rachel Maddow comes over and keeps showing the clip of the old guy shoving the cop back, and she goes, they attacked them with no pay. And she knows she's lying. Everything she says is a lie. I mean, it's amazing to see 100% lies. I mean, it's hard to just be a pure liar. I mean, it takes skill to invert reality. But that's what the enemy does, and they are an enemy group. They see us as the enemy. They know we're the enemy. Their white papers are out, folks. These are military operations. I'll guarantee you, Rachel Maddow and her top producers and the people at that facility hold rank in the New World Order, hold corporate and many times intelligence rank. It's come out of Anderson Cooper's CIA. I mean, most of the top anchors and people you see on CNN, MSNBC especially, are agents of foreign powers. I'll tell you right now, ladies and gentlemen, these are agents of foreign powers, agents of the foreign banks who get taxpayer money with stimulus money and the rest of it, worse than NPR, and they're up there waging war, editing video of the cops ramming into vets. And the vets, notice she has no audio, too, because the vets are like, we're peaceful, we're peaceful. And they keep ramming them, so they push them back, and then the police urinate, basically, on themselves and start shaking. You mean we don't just get to attack people, and then nothing else comes back? It'd be like if they had UFC for trendies, and they walk into the ring, Simmons, you know, walks into the ring in a diaper, and then whoever he's going to beat up is chained up in a chair, and he comes up and starts whacking him with a baseball bat, going, trendy, trendy, I mean, that's what they think this is. We ought to do UFC for trendies. You have, like, you know, some huge top El Guapo or something, you know, at his peak or whatever, and chained up, can't even move, hands are chained down, and then just have Simmons just hop around, maybe with a small hatchet. Like whoever the top UFC guy is, you know, one of those monkeys where they chain them down and beat the top of their head out and then eat the brain live. And just have trendies dance around in tutus with small hatchets, hacking whoever the toughest person is in the head. And then they all just eat their brain while troops with machine guns guard them. And then have temples of weakness and fraud. Have temples of worshiping scum. Have temples of worshiping the destruction of men and women and children. And just temples to failure. Just where the weakest rule everything and just dominate anything beautiful and good. How's that sound? Does that sound like a good thing? I'm telling you, it'd be big. You could have whoever the top UFC person is, look up whoever the top heavyweight is right now, chained down in the middle of the octagon, and then have like people in tutus and stuff prance around like, with little tiny hatchets just hacking them in the head. I'm telling you, that would be the number one sport for trendies, because that's what they want. They want to chain America down, chain our families down, chain our industry down, chain our jobs down, and then just take their time prancing around all over us. So Rachel Maddow can edit the video down. And Rachel Maddow can say, bisphenol A is good for you. Don't listen to Alex Jones. He's a homophobe. Drink your bisphenol A. Miscarriages are good. Oh, it's trendy. Oh, it's so trendy. Oh, it's so trendy. Alex Jones is deeply racist and behind the Boston bombing. Deeply trendy. That's all they are, is a bunch of wimps who want to take the country over, who convinced us to stand down. Be friendly. Don't be racist. Let us take over your life and run your kids. Your kids belong to us, MSNBC. And we're supposed to go, oh, yes, here, I don't want to be racist, run my life. And they're like, good. Forward riot police, set up the checkpoints, take their bank accounts, stand by, build the FEMA camp. Don't be racist now. Hands out, let's put the handcuffs on. Get the hatchets ready. We've always hated you, and now it's our time to run everything.
And if you don't let me do it, you're racist and bad and aren't an intellectual.
We'll be right back with the planned implosion of the economy by design and the setups and all that you have your money on if your bank account being announced. Alex Jones here. And I want to tell you about a longtime friend of the show, My Patriot Supply. As you might remember, this is the company that stood up to the DHS and exposed FEMA's secret plan to begin hoarding emergency survival food. It has always been my belief that it's key to stand behind companies who share the same values as their fellow patriots. My Patriot Supply brings us their exclusive Patriot Pantry brand, along with many other fine preparedness products. I personally store and use their high-quality products. It tastes great, and it's easy to store for up to 25 years. For a limited time, you can save $50 instantly on a 4-week supply of food, along with other special offers. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today. With the New World Order making rapid advances on every front, it is essential to prepare with My Patriot Supply today.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Three letters can strike fear. EMP. And only one bunker on Earth is EMP, RF, EMI, and infrared proof. True Protect Ready Bunkers. True Protect Ready Bunkers can be lived in year-round, buried or unburied, easily fit 8 to 12 people, and also serve as great storm shelters. They're the best protection known to man, regardless of the threat, and drones and satellites can't detect them. Learn more at TrueProtect.com. That's TRUProtect.com. Or call 877-219-5616.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption, crashing through the lies and disinformation. Coming up, a special report. Again, Rachel Maddow's not that important. She barely has any viewers. She's imploding on a monthly basis, a shadow of her former shadow politically. But it's important to understand how the kleptocratic dinosaur media manipulates. That's why Darren McBreen, myself, and Adan Salazar put together the report that's coming up at the start of the next segment. Especially if you're a TV viewer, you've got to get this out to people. For radio listeners, We're going to be posting the article in mere minutes as we premiere it here at Infowars.com with a red link dealing with Rachel Maddow caught framing veterans for violence. And it's just like they got caught editing the Trayvon Martin, George Zimmerman audio to create racial division. This is an enemy operation. I don't just say that. They're savaging their enemy, the American people. And we need to expose this Tokyo Rose for what they are. All right, let me get into the serious news, because I kind of went off the deep end there making fun of Richard Simmons. But, I mean, that is the society where we get tied down and a bunch of Richard Simmons in police uniforms get to, you know, take over and taser us to death whenever they feel like it, just so they can have some fantasy land of power. I mean, really, cowards don't need power. They turn into tyrants. Men of honor and strength would never abuse their power because it's embarrassing to someone who's honorable. That's why it's always scum that ends up running everything, because they have a desire for it. But excuse me, I'm starting to just think about the scum here for a minute. I need to focus. Here's the big news up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com that is of the maximum import. Chase Bank lifts cash withdrawals, bans international wire transfers. Ladies and gentlemen, Nazi Germany didn't even do stuff like that till what, like 1940? I mean, this is so huge, and I will guarantee you they wouldn't want to lose that business, all that business. I mean, I wire Paul Watson. He's a contractor. I wire him money every month. I don't do that through Chase, but I do it through a Texas bank. But the point is, I'll guarantee it's going through some big wiring service that goes over the back of Chase. I mean, this is a big deal. We have the copy of their announcement, everything, and no one else is covering it. Oh, hi, neighbor. You're not going to be able to get your money out of the country. And the TSA, if you have 5 silver coins, will confiscate them. There's no law, neighbor. Oh, hi. We're just being friendly here. You're not allowed to get any of your money out of the country. And then here's another one. Crisis. USDA orders states to withhold electronic food stamps, and a new article came out about more food stamp problems, and Kit Daniels wrote a story, Food Stamps Dependency Riots Lead to Martial Law, but here's the Paul Watson article up on PrisonPlanet.com. Crisis, USDA orders states to withhold electronic food stamps. And by the way, this came out this morning, and the letter's from yesterday. But the point is, we're breaking this, is that they're still gearing up for it. See, all these shutdowns and all this is about getting you ready for it. Just like Carney, the White House carnival barker. Remember, the former White House chief of staff said, we don't let a good crisis go to waste. They've clearly been with the big globalist banks and outlets threatening the credit and faith of the country. When they couldn't get the debt increase months ago, they just froze it, even though the debt was going up. This time they hyped it. They introduced that. Obama a week ago introduced that. That was the signal. Well, if you don't do the debt increase, we'll get welfare checks. Things will collapse. They began all this talk in the press with the communist Chinese laughing at us, saying America's bankrupt and using that for state propaganda. He started all this, and then now Carney comes out and says, how dare the Republicans. And again, folks, I'm nonpartisan. Everybody knows that. The Republican Tea Party is totally in the right on this, trying to save the country. We will go bankrupt by their system in the next year or so, with accounting maybe 2 years, with accounting manipulations, if they continue to have a debt bigger than the GDP. I mean, we are being absolutely destroyed. And they're saying, no, the reason we have debt problems is because there's not enough debt. Remember, Obama said raising the debt doesn't raise the debt. So when we come back, first, I have Carney said this just minutes ago at a press conference that he has a Freudian slip. He says, well, we use this as leverage. I mean, they use it as leverage. We're not going to let them use it as leverage. And they just sit up there knowing their constituents, on average, are just helpless TV heads who were set in front of the television from birth in crap-loaded diapers with snot and flies all over them, with their parents beating them with coat hangers, drinking fluoride, eating GMO, a miracle they're even alive, walnut-sized brains, I'm serious, and just helpless, just begging Obama for goodies. I feel so sorry for them. They are walking dead. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere. From all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents, radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
And now, an important sponsored message for men only from GetEDSolutions.com. Men who were formerly taking ED medication are now reporting that a secret underground video has restored their male performance better than pills. These men say this secret underground video is bringing back the male performance and sensation they've been missing for years, and it's working better than pills.
Things are so much better now. Everything kind of came back overnight. My girlfriend is very happy.
I purchased your product yesterday, and it was fantastic. I have used your system for about 3 weeks, and I'm already seeing great results.
The owner of this video has reported the overwhelming bandwidth costs may necessitate his taking this video down. Don't miss watching this urgent video on fixing male performance while it's still up at GetEDSolutions.com. There may only be hours left, so watch now at GetEDSolutions.com. GetEDSolutions.com. GetEDSolutions.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We want your soul.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Your habits, your threats, your fears. Give us your address, your shoe size, your ears, your digits, your plans, your number, your eyes. Your
trendy.
Your details. Your
trendy.
Your children.
It's trendy.
Your home.
We're not scientific killers.
Take a look.
We're liberal. Look, we're wearing pink shirts. Hi. This isn't psych warfare. Camouflage. We're not eugenicists. We love you. We want your soul. And we want your children. We're the type of people that like to wreck things. And we're almost in control. And once America's been taken over by us, once we've fully got you behind us, we're going to carry out the eugenics worldwide. And then you'll never be able to stop our world government based on human exterminism. We're not on power trips saying we're going to merge with the computers and become God. We are God. And we want to destroy you because we're trendy. See the little twinkle in our eye?
All right, folks, I thought I'd make that announcement here, play that clip that was sent to us by the Obama administration. They wanted to just, you know, have some equal time. They're bringing back the Fairness Doctrine in talk radio where you can't even have political views, only the government propaganda, which is a political view. The end of the First Amendment, because it's racist. I thought we'd play that Homeland Security announcement where they're being honest with you. Pentagon said 2 months ago they're going to start being honest with you about the globalist overall plan. So we had like a minute and a half little promo there. They want your soul. They want to kill you and your family. So there you go. Drink more fluoride. They love you. Let me get serious here. Yeah, I mean, I should have pointed out that EBT is mainly run by Chase. They are the government. And they run the vast majority of those and the whole welfare system, and they run it out of India. So you can't even have Americans employed to have a welfare system. That goes against bringing you to your knees and teaching you that old Chase cares about you and your family and that you won't be able to wire money out of the country or get money out of the account anymore. They will decide from time to time how much you'll be allowed to have out. And they said that it'll change each bank statement, too. It's just your money's theirs. I mean, I've already gone before to get like $1,000 out of the bank or $2,000 for a trip as petty cash. And literally, they act like Al-Qaeda has entered the building at a Texas bank. And you go to Bank of America or because we used to have an account there many years ago because that was an account I had as my first bank account. Well, I had another bank account in Rockwall as a kid, but then that was my first bank account in high school and to college was a Bank of America my dad set up for me and put a little bit of inheritance money in, a few thousand bucks. And I mean, you try to go in and you try to get money out of there. You are the scum because you are the prisoner. You are the bad guy. You are the person that cannot be trusted. Hey, guys, do me a favor. Print me the article that now has gone up on Infowars.com, the new one. I'll show it to you if you'd like. I was during the break. Wanted that one. It's the new story, the report that's going to come up with Darren McBreen, the Don Salazar article. Okay, fantastic. Thank you so much. Because I just need that in my line of articles to stay on target when I get to that report in just a moment. But, again, Chase says this is coming in November, and you better know they wouldn't do this unless everybody else was going to do it. So, and why not? Americans put up with their kids being taken away from them at the airport and having some weird guy with a pedo mustache and a pot belly. You know, who's got a pedo bear insignia on his arm, grab them, grab their genitals. I mean, why not? They love taking baby diapers off. So, I mean, why not? I mean, why not? Why not? I mean, you'll put up now with TSA saying if you make a joke at them, when they make jokes at you, I've had it done many times, is they insult you. If you talk back, you're going to jail, scum. They will teach you because of the Al-Qaeda threat that their bosses run publicly. That's what I always tell them when they're like, shit is off, get over here. I'm like, you know the government runs Al-Qaeda. They're like, oh, my gosh, it's Alex Jones. Get out of here. Just go through the line. Oh, my gosh. Literally, that's always the voice. Now, some of them, they're going, look, it's just a job. We hate it. We know it's all bull, Alex. Give me your signature. My wife's a huge fan. I'm going to quit working here as soon as I can. I'm looking for another job right now. We wish we could unionize. It's horrible. We know the radiation's bad. That's the difference that I get. But let me just now, since I mentioned it, go to the Jay Carney press conference that's ongoing where he had a little Freudian slip. And then we have the clip of the former White House chief of staff, Rahm Emanuel, telling you what he really thinks. Here it is.
I understand what you're saying about there's no winners, but clearly the White House and the president wanted to establish a new norm. No reopening of the government with what you consider to be partisan legislative attachments, avoiding default with the same approach. Mm-hmm. Has that strategy been vindicated? Do you believe 16 days of shutdown was worth that effort to achieve that?
What the shutdown was wholly unnecessary. And this was a manufactured crisis. The president's position from the beginning was that Congress ought to pass a continuing resolution at existing funding levels. He made no requests associated with that, demanded no concessions in return for signing a legislation that would extend government funding to allow for broader budget negotiations. So,
but he did want to push back on the idea that you could use either one of these pieces of these deadlines as leverage.
Has that been the president believes that it was the right position to take, and it remains the right position to take, that especially when it comes to the full faith and credit of the United States, that neither he nor any of his successors can allow a dynamic to take root where raising the debt ceiling is used as leverage, or the refusal to raise the debt ceiling is used as leverage to try to achieve some partisan policy objective.
All right, that's enough. Folks, the globalists that run this country, that have hijacked this nation, that literally have it captured and occupied, and that's not rhetoric. They brag about that publicly. Look it up in the Financial Times of London. They laugh at us. The communist Chinese are laughing at us, calling us their slaves right now in the news today. We're now lectured by the IMF, the World Bank, by Chase, that lobbies for more welfare to administer all their little slaves that they're sending credit cards to get into debt. This is the political takeover. And he says that that they don't use debt, but that the Republicans were using it to hijack and hold people hostage when they are maneuvering us towards bankruptcy, and the globalists use debt limits to always hold countries hostage, to get them deeper and deeper under globalist control until they raise your taxes sky high to bankrupt you on purpose, not to give money to the bankers. The bankers control all the fiat money. And then all the poor people go, we give trillions to foreign banks. I can have some free health care. There's got to be something free for me. You want a piece of it, Alex? Just join the team. I'm tired of being poor. You don't get it's the system that engineered itself this way, that wants to make it worse on record to make you dependent. You people don't listen. And that's why you're in such bad shape. Now they want to make it where those of us that are smart enough to still know how to be successful in a system like this, they want to shut that down too. They don't like people like me having crew members. They don't like small businesses and operations and media groups. Everything is written and set up legislatively to shut it down by the big boys who want combines and oligopolies and monopolies on record. That's what we're facing. Do you get it? The people that wrote this, Obama supporters, are the most predatory, vicious, deceptive, wicked people that when they have their ways with a population, Halliburton got caught. All over the world, when they have a captive population like Iraq, loading people on C-130s and flying them to foreign countries to work as slaves in brick factories and textile factories. I mean, real slaves. Do you understand? Every one of these globalist companies doesn't just want the cheapest labor. They don't want the public getting anything. You don't get into their club unless you hate the general public and want to dumb them down and hurt them and see it as a war against them. But those guys then use the very mass of unwashed, dumbed down, spoiled, lazy, fluoride head people as a weapon against their enemy, the virtuous middle class, the artisan class. They are at war with us because they know historically we are their downfall. Now, you better wake up to this. In Rome, when Rome became corrupt, they knocked out the middle class. It's happened everywhere. Pol Pot knocked out the middle class. The communist knocked out the middle class wherever they were at. Doesn't matter. Fascist knocked out the middle class. And I'm here talking to the dumbos out there. I'm begging you. I know you're listening, to just admit you're morons. I shouldn't talk to you like that. It's just that you got to admit you've been conned. You signed on to a Nigerian chain letter. You got scammed. Just admit it. Or as each stage of the crisis gets worse, you'll just beg even more like baby birds for Obama to vomit offal into your mouth that they stole from somebody, some third world country or the middle class. And that's only long enough to keep you in line for them to make sure they take out their enemy, the middle class. But for a lot of trendies and people that are anti-success, you guys are like, yeah, you bet. Let's bring it all down. You know it's true, but you decide to join it nihilistically as if you have control over it because you accept it. Let's go to this other clip and then to our big top story today, premiering this report put together by Darren McBreen, myself, and Adan Salazar. Let's go to the head of the Park Service in a smarmy little way, covering for the White House and going, well, I did talk to them. Yeah, don't make the mistake of lying like the IRS lady, the IRS head of the tax-free groups. Admit you talked to them like, I'm going to shut them down. Is that a problem? You do whatever you think's needed. They're sweets of cake. They had other top Park Service people said they were ordered to make life miserable by this guy. And this is the way they run their life. And boy, isn't this guy a carbon cutout of what you would have imagined the head of the Park Service looked like?
I think nothing has resonated more with the public than to see an open-air monument such as the World War II Memorial. And
is that Richard Simmons' brother?
The Martin Luther King Memorial. It just seems that common sense did not prevail. Now, you said you take full responsibility for that action. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Both corona.
And did you discuss this with the Secretary of Interior, Jewel, at any time?
Yes, I did.
And did she...
been closing his eyes.
And you didn't discuss it with anyone in the White House?
Oh, I'm under commando out
there. Did you?
In several times...
You know what he's thinking about right there.
On the phone with the White House... I presented with the secretary my decision, but it was never the reverse. There was never any
decision. So you discussed with officials in the White House your action, and you also discussed it with her.
So Park Service Director, I discussed closing monuments in the White House. They had denied that earlier.
Yes, I did, said the director when I was going to discuss the closures with the Secretary of the Interior Department.
He almost talks like that Miss America lady. It was like, such as Americans helping. Did you discuss with anyone at the White House? Did you ask the congressman? And the director, Dr. Dum Dum, went ahead and said that he did. Okay, let's get serious now and shift gears into the report that is up on Infowars.com. If you are a radio listener, you can go to Infowars.com and get this article. It is very important that everyone get this article and send it out to your friends and family because it catches them red-handed framing the veterans and engaging in pure lies. And it's not about Janet Reno's daughter, Rachel Maddow. It's about the fact that they're so deceptive and are so skilled. She's actually like a Olympic-level athlete of deception. She makes Bill Clinton pale in significance, or at least her teleprompter writer did there at the government-funded MSNBC. NBC edits video to frame veterans. Here is the Darren McBreen report. And obviously the video is much more powerful, so go to Infowars.com and watch the report. And then get it out to everyone you know, because this frame-up of vets is really powerful when we're able to expose it and like a judo move, throw it back at them. Here it is.
Last night on MSNBC, Rachel Maddow covered the Veterans March that took place over the weekend. And in stereotypical mainstream fashion, she deliberately distorted and falsified the facts surrounding the protest. First, she made it look like the Veterans March was organized by the Tea Party, led by Ted Cruz and Sarah Palin. And she said it was a small demonstration and once again pulled out the race card, insinuating that the veterans rally was somehow racially motivated.
Vaguely threatening but incoherent is a patented thing with these folks. It has never, ever held them back. Like, say, this guy who brought the Confederate flag to the rally to wave it in front of the White House. Yes, an African-American family lives in that house.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, I think the idea here was more about waving a Confederate flag in front of a house where a black family lives than it was about anything specific related to the Marines.
And of course, they kept showing footage of this one guy who was out there with his Confederate flag, but failed to show the incredible amount of veterans who showed up, including, yes, black veterans. And that's because most everyone is extremely outraged right now about the Obama administration putting up barricades and denying veterans access to our nation's memorials.
Y'all need to perform the Constitution you took the oath to do. These veterans served our country. They put their life in line on the line.
They have MPs out with the police giving tickets to veterans.
You're going to block their access to the memorial? Got more digging dignity and respect in that. You're going to spit on their graves as well when they die.
But Rachel Maddow's lying to her audience got worse. She claimed that the veterans, for example, were throwing the barricades at the White House, which did not happen.
They then picked up the barricades that were around the closed World War II memorial and dragged the barricades over to the White House and hurled the barricades at the White House.
But the big lie was when she told her audience that the police were not getting paid.
Then the protesters went home. So the police, who through no fault of their own are working without being paid, the police had to pick up those barriers, drag them back to where they came from, and keep working their shifts without being paid because of the shutdown that these folks made happen.
Wait a minute. Let's stop right there. Notice they keep showing a video loop of a veteran who is pushing one of the riot police backwards. What MSNBC failed to show their audience was the fact that it was the riot police who lashed out at veterans first. You can clearly see this cop pushing the veteran before the veteran pushes back. MSNBC deliberately edited that part out of the video. And as far as the cops not being paid during the shutdown, it's on record that all patrol and riot police are seen as essential. They're all on duty and they're all getting paid.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. A little backup.
So the police that are getting yelled at there are working without pay while the shutdown goes on.
God, that woman's incredible.
And working without pay includes now getting screamed at for being at work.
Uh-huh. Is there any threat? Is there any law being broken?
They have extra police.
World War II veterans that showed up for the march over the weekend, and no World War II veteran should be denied access to the Iwo Jima Memorial or the World War II Memorial or to any other memorial for that matter. And the fact that they were denied access should be a wake-up call to us all. The enemy is no longer foreign, it is domestic. So remember, you can't trust MSNBC, you can't trust Rachel Maddow, and don't fall for the race card. Those memorials belong to us, each and every one of us. And as long as they're out there putting up barricades, it's up to all of us to get out there, support our veterans, tear those barricades down, and send a clear message to Obama that we're not about to back down. I'm Darren McBreen for InfoWars.com.
All right, there you go. And the full report without my commentary is up on InfoWars.com right now. It's up on InfoWars.com right now and PrisonPlanet.com. Report, NBC edits video to frame veterans. And what's so sick about this is people say, why do they keep calling anybody that doesn't want total government or wants to keep our guns or actually knows Obamacare is a scam racist? Because they know, you know, that isn't true. They are trying to brand it for minorities, who are really the majority now all put together in this country, that not turning your guns in, not having socialist health care that's a scam, is racist. So that black folks don't feel like, or Hispanics or others, they can come out to a Tea Party, or they can come out to a pro-gun rally, or they can come out to a demonstration about the memorials being shut down when the rest of the memorials aren't, and the illegal aliens can go have demonstrations there. Do you understand that, folks? I mean, there have been demonstrations out at the Grand Canyon about it being shut down by the local business owners of all race, colors, and creeds. It's nothing to do with black people or whatever, but they inject that so that people don't come together and don't feel like liberty is theirs. Oh, that's only for old white people. I don't want a right to have a gun. I want to live in Chicago or New York or D.C. where, you know, I've got a right as a black person to live in a black city and not have my guns. Don't you see you're in a black city where they push abortion on you 24/7 a day and you don't have a right to own guns and they pump gangster culture in to make sure everybody kills each other? And then use examples of areas they run and control to tell all the other areas of the country, oh, look, turn your guns in. People owning guns made people get killed in Chicago. The NRA's the new Klan. And they know full well when the Democratic Party puts that talking point out on MSNBC, CNN, Fox Sports, Bob Costas, all of it. They know full well the NRA was founded mainly by abolitionists at the end of the Civil War to train blacks how to use guns. They know that full well. That's the sick joke to them, you see. that's what's so incredibly luscious about these lies to the globalist, is that it's so incredibly over the top. The lies are such a wall of fraud that the average person who's working two jobs, the average person works a job or two. You get home, cook dinner for the kids, do laundry, pick up dog crap, go visit mama in the hospital, go get groceries. You're going to bed at 1 a.m. You get up in the morning, you just don't want to hear about all this. And then meanwhile, you want to go watch a football game. I don't blame you. Go have some fun. While you're doing that, they are ruining your future. Look at how they sold. Hey, women, all go to work. Women were already going to work if they wanted to. Hey, you need to show that man. The first feminist newspaper ads were smoke cigarettes, show men. And the women went out who weren't smokers on average and smoked cigarettes. They paid in the 20s and 30s to have Hollywood women smoke cigarettes. Sometimes the whole budget of a film, famous films, are cigarettes, showing women, the most beautiful women in America, smoking cigarettes so that they could sell them cigarettes. And they said, oh, go to work. See, back then you had to pay a man a wage so that if he wanted to, he could raise four kids and have the wife pay for everything. And then she could deal with the kids all day and run the show. She was the family. She, on average, made the decisions on what got bought. The old days, bring the paycheck to mama because you're going to work. You're working 15 hours a day a lot of days in dangerous work and stuff. You don't have time to mess with it. Here's the money, mama. And they were a family. They said, oh, that's backwards. Women, you ought to be ashamed if you're not there working. And now you work for the government. And now in Germany and Europe, they say, women, if you got to go out and become a prostitute. They ordered women. They go, you're attractive. This is in the news. In fact, I'll pay you right now. Get on the desk. That's Germany. There's the headline. If you don't take a job as a prostitute, we can stop your benefits in Germany. And they do it to the good-looking women. And they're now telling men, well, you're 18 out of high school. You don't have a job. Son, you ever done gay porn? That's what the government needs you to do right now. I mean, and this is your liberation. This is your liberation. The government's your husband now. And he's not your husband. He's a pimp. And he's going to tell you what to do. There's no more family. There's no more nothing if they have their way. They've already wrecked almost every group out there. By the way, I haven't plugged anything yet today. We fund ourselves, not like MSNBC or NPR, with taxpayer money. We fund ourselves with citizens supporting us. I did research for 2 years, deeply a year, and found from all the medical doctors, scientists, nutritionists, that Nation Iodine was the way to go, but that you couldn't find it. And all the competitors we went with, it tasted horrible and made me feel bad, and I talked to top doctors, and they said, that's probably not real Nation Iodine. I found the one laboratory that makes it, Dr. Group. It's all sold out. It'll be 3 weeks till we get more. It's in a non-GMO organic vegetable base, glycerin base. And it's amazing. And all the details, the facts, the info, it's at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody who's ordered, we've shipped it out. Or the last few orders, they'll be shipped out. We're a little bit behind trying to ship it all out, but it should all be shipped for everybody that's already ordered as of now in the next week or so. Most people have already gotten it, but a little bit, we're still getting the last third out. We sold out of the last bunch that came in. We're doing a huge run, biggest run yet. They had to even put in another bottling machine to be able to do it. It's a small place, been around 40 years. And the top rated, we won't have more for 3 weeks, really about two, but I'm saying 3 weeks because then it takes time to ship it out. If you want it, pre-order it. It's on back order, InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWars Life Survival Shield, nascent iodine dietary supplement in the atomic form that blocks the uptake into the thyroid. Details at InfoWarsLife.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere. From all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents, radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with nascent iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of
of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.